Is it fun to come back and sing here in San Antonio?
Yes, I love to come and sing in San Antonio. I feel like musically and vocally, I grew up in San Antonio. It was my first job after school, and I'd already made my opera debut with Michigan Opera in Detroit, in La Boheme. But it was really where I had so many of my first performances, and so many friends and colleagues are still there who were and have remained supportive of my life and career. So it always feels like a second home to me when I return to San Antonio.
With Antonin Dvorak, he had such great flavor in his music, and I imagine these gypsy songs are probably kind of fun to sing.
Oh, they are truly a joy. I think he captured in the music so many different sentiments and such a passionate portrayal of the characters that everyone loves to sing these songs. The pianists enjoy playing them because so much of the character, so much of the life is included in the accompaniments. So it makes it really exciting to sing such well-integrated music.
A couple of years ago, we all were just delighted to hear Eight Songs for a Mad King, which is such a demanding score. And it's maybe no surprise that Joan Christensen might give you a shout and say, you know, we're interested in doing a unusual work that uses Sprechstimme. Well, it's a hard technique, I imagine, for, you know, vocalists to approach you and say, you know, would you be interested in doing Schoenberg's Ode to Napoleon?
Right. Well, I'm really happy that Joni asked me about this piece. It's a piece that I knew of because just about 10 years ago, I was asked to prepare it and perform it at a festival in Oregon. That just happened to be the same year that I became ill and I had to undergo chemotherapy. So it's one of the performances that I had to cancel that year. So it gave me a chance to go back and revisit the piece. And I'm really happy that she did, because it's truly a masterpiece. To see that someone in their working in their second language could set this piece so well with recitation, uses the voice in a way that one would expect on a stage for Shakespeare, and to have such precise notation. He clearly gave me a guide for the reading of every line by giving the pitches direction and inflection. The rhythms are so precise. It really has been a treat to prepare the piece, and I'm excited about singing it / reciting it on Sunday.
I don't know if it was something that Schoenberg had wrote or something I had read about saying that it calls for like 100 colors in this sort of text of Lord Byron.
Yeah, it's really massive. It's about 15 minutes, the entire work. But I feel that he gives the opportunity to use almost every vocal color that I can imagine. One of my closest friends wrote her dissertation on Schoenberg's Pierrot Lunaire, where he notated a different kind of Sprechstimme than he did in this piece, the Ode to Napoleon. But both of the pieces are pieces that are championed by trained singers versus people who normally are speakers and orators. And I completely understand why. I think many aspects of the piece would be too difficult to master for someone who's not a trained singer. Not impossible, but very difficult.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and hope you'll come back soon.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be there, and I'm glad we had a chance to visit.